and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice.
Graciously sanctify these gifts, O Lord, we pray, and accept the oblation of this spiritual sacrifice. Make of us an eternal offering to you through Christ our Lord. And the Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Let us give God thanks and praise. It is right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for you are praised in the company of your saints, and in the crowning of their merits, you crown your own gifts. By their way of life, you offer us an example. By communion with them, you give us companionship. By their intercession, sure support, so that encouraged by so great a cloud of witnesses, we may run as victors in the race before us and win with them the imperishable crown of glory through Christ our Lord. And so with angels and archangels, with the great multitude of the saints, we sing the hymn of your praise as without end we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly in his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for the many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of Christ's death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you.
Humbly we pray that partaking the body and blood of Christ, gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity. Give us Benedict our Pope, Bransfield our Bishop, and all the clergy.
Remember also the brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in the first two. Welcome them to the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, and with the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, the Blessed Apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit the co-heirs to eternal life. Praise the Lord among you.
Through him, and with him, and in him, O God Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Let us adore you. Pray for the coming of the kingdom of God in the words our Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace is my gift to you," look not upon our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
And the peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with
your
spirit.
And let us
offer each other a sign of peace.
Thank you.
These are the gifts of God given for the people of God. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold Him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the banquet of the Lamb.
Amen.